man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine.
Hey, folks.
And country boy can survive.
Thank you so much for tuning us in. We're here at the Trump Phenomenon on May 1st, 2018. My name's James Kelso. I'm your host from my base here in North Dakota, to which I have just returned from the American Renaissance Conference in outside of Nashville, Tennessee, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the latest developments in the Trump Phenomenon, and there's a real good one here that I'm going to lead off with. The Freedom Caucus drafts articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rodney the Rat Rosenstein. Wait a minute. It doesn't say Rodney the Rat Rosenstein. It just says Rosenstein. But that's my term of endearment with which I address our dear Deputy Attorney General. So we'll start out with some of that, and then hopefully we'll have some of your phone calls also in the show today, and you can always reach this show. It's always live. I'm always eager to take your calls at 800-313-9443 and calls for or against points of view that I espouse here on this show. I love getting into the ring with somebody who doesn't agree, as long as they... as long as it's a real sporting event, as long as they answer questions and can say what they mean. Other than that, there aren't any real rules in this contest. Let's get started here. And I thought I heard an echo in there. Was that you, Paul?
Yeah, you're hearing me.
Yes. And that with us is Paul Fromm from our great neighbor of Canada to the north, actually to the south of me here in North Dakota. Thank you, Paul, for joining us.
Oh, glad to. So you had a good time at the American Renaissance Conference.
Paul, this was, yes, the answer is yes. And expanding on that, you and I have both been to many conferences, many things, and those that we haven't attended, we've heard about. So we have a pretty comprehensive global view of all of the events that have occurred in our movement in our lifetimes. This was the best ever. That's how good it was.
Well, that's good. It's wonderful that you were able to be there for that.
It was a flawless event with incredible presentations. My favorite of all was the speech of Barrister Adrian Davies of London, England. That was a speech that had me falling out of my chair. I got to spend hours and hours with Adrian Davies. His table was right next to ours, the American Freedom Party table. And also that table had a big banner for the Republic Broadcasting Network and this show. So, yeah. But Adrian Davies gave a talk for the ages. I told him, Adrian, this your talk will later be referred to as the speech. He's too modest to blush at something like that. But I really enjoyed that. And there were some other great speeches. Simon Roach, who's been a guest on this show and is a good friend of ours, and I'm the one that urged Simon to go to last year's American Renaissance, to which he did go. He did make, on Sunday, a brief, he got up, got to the mic for a few minutes of discussion of what's happening to his people in South Africa. It riveted the audience so completely. The audience was so affected by Simon Roach that this year, Jared Taylor brought him back as the keynote banquet speaker on Saturday night. And he just brought the house down. That was my other favorite speech at this American Renaissance. But and this becomes pertinent to you. I don't want to make all you people out there upset that you missed this event. We're going to do it again, in essence, because in June, the American Freedom Party, in conjunction with the Council of Conservative Citizens, both groups very much in alignment with the work of Jared Taylor. We're peas in a pod, three peas in a pod, in fact. We're going to have an identical, in effect, Friday, Saturday, Sunday event with a Saturday banquet, and I am going to specify as the director, we must have those very same steaks that were served on this last Saturday night. It was the best steak I've ever had. I just told one of the show listeners, who I think may be listening right now from Alabama, I said, that steak was worth the trip. It was so good. And so we'll have those same steaks on Saturday night ourselves. And everything else in the meal was fabulous as well. And then that was followed by Simon Roach. We might even have Simon Roach back. And if we do that, now we're right in Yogi Berra's zone there behind home plate, where you recall that quip of Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again.
Over again, yeah.
So Paul, it was really, really a gratifying thing. And I'll have a chance to get into some of the detail. I don't know. But I know most of you in the audience there, some of the things I talk about are not exactly, you know, directly pertinent to you. So I don't mean to put you off whenever we go in that direction. Like in the case of attending this event, out of the tens of thousands of you out there, how many of you are going to be able to attend? It's just a fraction. So I wanted all of you who can't come to the event, maybe you live so far away, it's impossible. I want to make you happy with what happened this weekend and what will happen at our event in June. And then there's that small number of you who actually are able to come. I really want to encourage you to come. And those of you who are coming, this is my thought here. Don't think, okay, Kelso's got it all in hand. He'll round up all the people we need and everything. And so, you know, this is going to be a lot of fun. Help me out in this way. You can be a big help. Do what I do in working, planning for this event. While you're staring at the ceiling, that's what I do. Think of one other person that you know that you could bring to the event, A, might like to come on their own, B, might be someone who's not coming to the event and can't come, but knows someone who could. In other words, sort of pass the word and pass the enthusiasm also that I have for this event and that you have. And if you know, 50 or 100 of you out there, if you do that, that will help my work immensely, so that I don't have to get every single person that comes to the event on my own. And your help is, when you multiply it times the hundreds of you out there, it becomes very, very powerful stuff that one person can't match. So just think in those terms. Now let's pause there for a moment on the past and upcoming events category and go to a news item here. I like this news item to lead off with. The Freedom Caucus, who are they? This is about 30 congressmen in the House who are really good. people, and they understand what we understand on this show. I think that my favorite among them is Jim Jordan, U.S. Congressman from the northwest corner of Ohio. And I would love to see him become Speaker of the House when Paul Ryan leaves the scene at the end of his term. I wish he would leave before the end of his term so that Jim Jordan could be Speaker of the House. And also, when Donald Trump has to depart the White House, I'd love to see Jim Jordan on the hustings running for President of the United States. So the Freedom Caucus, they have drafted articles of impeachment. Let's see, what does it say here? I'm looking at the Breitbart article. You know, surprise, surprise. A group of conservative House members has drafted 8 articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's ongoing investigation into Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. And by the way, you know, I don't mean to chop up my own article here, but actually, the charge given to Robert Mueller is not to investigate Russian influence in the 2016 election. He'd like that to be the case. It's not. He was charged with investigating collusion by the Trump personnel and Trump himself with Russia. That was the charge. And, of course, they've come up with nothing. There is nothing there. It's a nothing burger. So Robert Mueller should simply fold his tent and get out of town. So he wants to come up with other pretexts for keeping his mega million-dollar witch hunt going. Continuing reading, The Washington Post and The Hill both reported reviewing the articles of impeachment, which the outlets said the Freedom Caucus drafted because Rosenstein has not provided the documentation requested as part of congressional investigations into federal law enforcement actions related to the Russia investigation and the 2016 probe of Hillary Clinton's email server. So The Hill reported, so I'm taking it that we don't have the articles in front of us. So The Hill was shown the articles and The Washington Post. So we're relying on their summation. The Hill reports the articles include allegations that Rosenstein violated federal law by refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena over Congress's efforts to obtain documents about FBI surveillance during the election, intentionally stalling document production for congressional investigations into possible government misconduct, and failing to enforce key laws and protocols. The Hill continues, Rosenstein failed to act on the behalf, and this looks like it's a quote from the articles. Rosenstein failed to act on the behalf of the Attorney General by properly supervising the administration of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, by failing to demonstrate probable cause to believe that targets of surveillance were a foreign power or agents of a foreign power, that a significant purpose of the surveillance was to obtain foreign intelligence information, and that appropriate minimization procedures were in place, unquote, according to the third charge in the Articles of Impeachment. And then count 5 of the articles charges Rosenstein of, and this is a quote from the articles, knowingly provided misleading statements, that's a nice word for lying, related to his supervision of the initial Department of Justice investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged contacts with Russia when he testified under oath before Congress on December 13th, 2017, that any involvement FBI attorney Bruce Orr had in the Russia investigation was without his knowledge, unquote. That being Rosenstein's knowledge. Now that's all kind of flowery, obscure legalese talk, folks. What it boils down to, and there's a little more I'll read to you, but let's kind of get up to where we are here. It boils down to important committees of the House are filing impeachment articles against Rodney the Rat Rosenstein because he is a rat, because he did betray our country, because he is an operative for the Alinskyites. He defied the president, defied the law, committed felonies with the lies submitted to a FISA court in order to gain a wiretap, in effect, surveillance, which means all forms of spying on somebody. It's, you know, it's not just a wiretap anymore, against effectively Donald Trump. The wiretap was against, you know, Carter Page. You say, well, that's, who cares about Carter Page? Well, nobody cares about Carter Page, including the Mueller investigation. But Carter Page, because he is a wannabe kind of guy calling people within the Trump administration constantly, if you get a wiretap on Page, you now have a wiretap secondarily on the rest of the Trump campaign. You can use Carter Page as your gopher because he's calling everybody. And once he calls somebody that you really are after, like Donald Trump, now you can say, we've got to listen here. This other guy at the other end of the conversation is Donald Trump. We better see what he has to say. It's a surreptitious way of spying on other people, using the other party to the conversation, who is the real target. So let's catch up here. And of course, in this legalese, they can't talk that way. They can't refer to Rodney the Rat Rodenstein with the kind of language we can use on the radio. And they can't say he's a traitor the way we can on the radio. We can't say he needs to be marched off to Sing Sing in handcuffs the way we can on the radio. Representative Mark Meadows, Republican of North Carolina, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, and these folks are great people, and a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, confirmed the impeachment document in the Washington Post report. And now I'm reading from the Washington Post. Meadows acknowledged the draft in an interview Monday, calling the one-page document, quote, a last resort option if the Department of Justice fails to respond to his request for more information. My frustrations about their inability to respond to simple requests could warrant further action, Meadows said, adding that many of his colleagues are nearing a breaking point with Rosenstein. And, of course, we reached that breaking point about a year ago, folks?
Yes.
The Freedom Caucus, which counts a few dozen House Republicans as members, I think it's about 30, is one of the more influential blocs in Congress because of its ability to drive debates to the right inside the House and Meadows' close relationship with the president. And that's the end of the Post reporting. And then to conclude the Breitbart reporting, or to further read into it, but the Freedom Caucus members are not the only Republicans frustrated with the Department of Justice, and particular Rosenstein, who gained control of the Mueller investigation after Attorney General Jeff Sessions, I was going to insert a nickname there, but I won't. Jeff Sessions recused himself from any probe that involved Russian meddling because of his involvement with President Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, Republican of California, another hero, threatened a Rosenstein impeachment over a lack of cooperation in his committee's probe about the DOJ's investigation into the Trump presidential campaign. But the Post reported that Nunes and the other House committees that have been battling the Department of Justice, I'll skip that. And we'll go to the very end. Meadows blames the tension between Congress and the on the DOJ and on Rosenstein. And so anyway, that's all kind of fairly nice talk. And remember, that's reported on The Hill and in The Post, which are both left-wing rags, and they're not going to talk as we talk. So we have to translate it into our truthful discussion of this. But this is great news, folks, because this is no joke. Articles of impeachment, that's bringing down the hammer.
That's a start.
It's a start. We'll take your calls after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Folks, sorry, I dallied there for a moment with the break music. I was just lining up a little audio for you from the tremendous Trump rally held on Saturday while I was in Montgomery Bell State Park near Nashville, Tennessee, enjoying the American Renaissance Conference and broadcasting this show actually from that conference on Friday and then again on Sunday with my guest James Edwards on Friday, who we met there at the AMREN. And James was only able to come up for the Friday kind of meet and greet, and then he had to go back home, a little less than 200 miles back to his home area in the area of Memphis with his beautiful wife. They both joined us on the air. But you'll get a chance to meet James Edwards at our upcoming June 15, 16, and 17 event at that same location, if you can attend, and James will be able to be there all 3 days with friends and family. So that's coming up. But Donald Trump was in, ironically, the town of Washington, Michigan, which is just north of Detroit. I would characterize it as a white flight suburb. The white population of Detroit has fled, and they have left for areas outside of Detroit, like Washington, Michigan. And so Donald Trump had tens of thousands of patriots, overwhelmingly, you know, us, at this rally. He was able, it looks like he was able to get about 10,000 of them packed like sardines into an auditorium, beautifully set up, but tens of thousands who couldn't get in were outside and not frustrated. This is one of the things about the Trump phenomenon. People who come to his events and don't even get in, there isn't a whisper of complaint or whining. Like, oh, why didn't you get a bigger place? Oh, why? Oh, bait and switch. Why didn't you tell us you were going to have 30,000 people here? You overbooked. You're like the airlines. No, nothing of that. We patriots are so glad to just be in the company of our kinsmen. Those crowds out there waiting all day in the sun, in the rain, in the cold, they don't mind. They're so happy to see themselves in the midst of tens of thousands of their like-minded kinsmen that event alone is well worth it. And Donald Trump has brought us out. Donald Trump has spoken our language. And by the way, this is one of the themes that I loved so much, the reason that I call this American Renaissance Conference the greatest conference in the history of our cause, is that this idea was laid out better than I've ever heard it laid out by Adrian Davies, by Simon Roach, and several others. And that idea being that we, in our movement, we might be a little bit premature in thinking that we're going to solve the problems of the white race. What Simon Roach and Adrian Davies said is, you better solve the problems of your own movement first before you want to fix, like a bunch of know-it-alls, you want to fix the white race. And then they pointed out some of the serious errors that we've made over the last half century. And one of those errors being a very uncritical ability to rationalize the failings of our own leadership. And a very holding the bar very low on our participation. And both men said, if you're going to win, if we're going to win, the hour is late, we might lose. It's not guaranteed that we're going to win. But even with the best team that we can field, we might lose. So in that circumstance, we better not field our third string team. We better put our best out on the field. And so that's what they said. We better get in a hurry. We got it. And Donald Trump has done a better job of us of this than we have. He has gotten 63 million of the best of America out onto the field, and we have not done that. And we've been able to, And I'm not going to name names. And Simon said the same thing, and Adrian Davies said the same thing. He said this is a hard speech for me to give because I'm going to say some pretty harsh stuff about my very good friends who are sitting right in front of me right now. So they weren't going to name names, but they were saying, look, you know, how can we have this many decades of failure and still be able to rationalize that it's not our fault, it's our audience's fault? I'll come right back to that idea. Stay tuned. Like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it.
If you want to get it, you got to up and get it. I'm looking for a place to do my thing. Up and get it now. We're back, and good chance for you to get in a call. I want to just bring back something here that's encouraging to all of us. Well, the point I left on, that Donald Trump gets it. He gets how to reach our people. And we've made the mistake of not being self-critical, Adrian Davies says so rightly. We don't look in the mirror. And we have this, we're really smart. All the guys, you know, in the leadership of our cause are really, really smart people, and almost to their own detriment, because they, with that incredible IQ, they can rationalize anything. And one of the rationalizations that Barrister Davies accuses us of correctly, is that we're blaming the customer instead of the product. So the customers haven't been buying our product. That's why our movement is so small. It is. And very small. And we blame the customer. Like, you just don't appreciate what a great product we've been offering you since, you know, the 1950s. We've been offering you this great product. What's wrong with you people? You're stupid or you're brainwashed. These are things that we say all the time. Oh, the people are so brainwashed. Oh, the media has brainwashed the people so they don't understand how brilliant our ideas are. And or they're lazy or they're corrupt or something. But we're better than they are. We're better people. We're smarter and so on. And Davies is saying, boy, I'll tell you what, with that approach, you're never going to get your product right. You're going to go down flaming, and you're going to be right all the way as you go straight into the ground. So now let me play you just a moment of somebody who understands how to reach our people, how to connect with them. Here he is. Now listen to this. Listen to this crowd go wild in Michigan on Saturday. And I'm not saying Donald Trump is perfect. I'm just saying this is instructive. He did something we were never able to do. He's doing it right now as we speak. I think we ought to learn from the man.
If you want the borders to be secure, if you want to keep those big tax... How have you done with the tax cuts, by the way? And not only the tax cuts, the jobs that have been created. The jobs. Unemployment. Let me tell you, our country is doing great. You know, the stock market, which is not really the all-time indicator, because the country's actually doing much better than the stock market, but the stock market is up almost 35% since the election. But the country's doing actually even better than that. You know what bothers the stock market? I would have been up 60%, but I have to do things. You know what I have to do? I can't let other countries take advantage of us, okay? I can't. So we're doing trade deals, and a lot of these folks in Washington, please don't do that. I said, wait a minute, we have a horrible deal on this one, on that one, I won't even mention.
We love you, Trump!
I love you, too.
Now, did you hear that, folks? I don't know if the audio caught it, but some big guy out in the audience just blew his lungs out saying, we love you, Trump! And that's what these rallies, it's just full of that. If you haven't been to a Trump rally, you know, we've all got to get to these rallies because this is, he has lit the fire. Listen to this. The crowd's going wild. Listen to what they chant in the wild. I don't know if you can hear how wild this crowd is. They're in love. This man has changed people's lives.
So we have to renegotiate these deals. If you look at China, last year with China, and look, he's been of great help, President Xi. He's a friend of mine, but he likes China. I like the USA, but he's a friend of mine. But you know what? He's been a great help on the border with North Korea, and a lot of good things are happening there. A lot of good things. I'm not going to give you what's going to actually happen because we don't really know. But I'll tell you one thing. We're not playing games. And I remember, you know, it was very rough 3-4 months ago.
Listen to what happens. Listen. The crowd's going to go wild in a moment. No bell, no bell.
That's very nice, thank you. That's very nice. No bell. I just want to get the job done. So, if we would have...
Now, that just, it's all extemporaneous. He has speeches, you know, he looks at the teleprompter, then he departs from the teleprompter about 50 to 100 times in the course of any speech. Sometimes he just throws the whole speech away. The man understands how to connect with our people, and that's what Adrian Davies was saying and Simon Roach is that we can't afford to fail anymore. We can't be a movement with, you know, like, you know, an outside total of 50,000 people in it. We have to we have to connect with the best and the brightest in our people. We have to do it very quickly. It's not a generational thing that, you know, we can put out good education and a future generation will save our people. It'll be too late. Well, can't say it'll ever be too late, but it'll be everything will have changed for the worse. So we've got to go quickly. And one of the things that the American Freedom Party is endeavoring to do, and now the Council of Conservative Citizens in conjunction with us and this radio show, the reason I created a show called The Trump Phenomenon is that early on, however this occurred, it was apparent to me that this man had it. He understands how to connect the point that Adrian Davies was making, connecting with the best, the brightest, the bravest, of the most sterling of our people, and that we need to connect. We can't be in opposition to this phenomenon. That's a fatal path. We have to connect to this man or and his movement, his phenomenon that is connected with our people. And so there are a variety of ways we can do that. One way we have done on this show, you'll notice on this show, I've always kept it positive. I've always kept it encouraging. That does not mean without critique and without expressing worries and letting our man, Trump, know what we think and suggesting, you know, don't go this way. Hey, I hope you go this way, that sort of thing. But we've never been sourpusses and we've never, worked against his interests. If there's anything, if at any moment I thought that what we were doing, I always said the basis of the show is I'm imagining the show as if Donald Trump himself is listening to the show and he's pumping his fist in the air going, hey, attaboy, attaboy, pretty good. I like that. Hey, I could use that. That's the way I want the show to go. So not antagonistic. And that's the way I want our movement to go. At the American Renaissance Conference, well, I love this. You'll like this, Paul. This has happened to me with a number of guys in our movement. And some of you out there may be kind of baffled. What does Kelso mean by our movement? I should clarify this because I believe, and I hope it's true, that most of you out there in the audience are not part of any movement. So what is Kelso talking about? Well, I'm talking about a little group of people on the right that kind of think of themselves as a movement. And, well, they do. We do. But I hope I'm talking to a lot more patriotic Americans than that, for whom some of the things that we quibble about or worry about in this little movement may seem bizarre. An example of that is the Hitler question. A lot of you out there are going, what are they wasting their time talking about that for? That does not interest me. And that's true of 99% of America. That's true of 99% of Donald Trump's 63 million people who voted for him. So, and that's one of the things Adrian Davies and Simon Roach were addressing as a waste of time and much worse than that, as actually a way of driving away our best people. But the point I want to make here is that we endeavor to connect, to be helpful, useful. Oh, here's the anecdote. I've talked to a number of people in our little tiny, very, very small movement, who have said, we elected Donald Trump. And I almost, you know, blow my beverage out through my nose when they say that. because, folks, this little movement did not elect Donald Trump. In fact, it created some big headaches for Trump in the election. Big headaches, which I tried my darndest in this show to alleviate. But and speaking of movements, Donald Trump has used the same word to describe his movement, which has those 63 million of us in it. That is a truly big movement. And our little tiny movement did not elect Donald Trump's 63 million thing. And that's a matter of like again, that lack of modesty. We think we did things we didn't do. We achieved things that we didn't achieve, and we didn't make mistakes because we don't make mistakes. So the anyway, I'm kind of going on with that. Let me see if I don't have any calls right now. I don't see any. Engineer, I don't see any. So this is a chance for you to call in if you would like to call in. I would love it if you call in about getting to our upcoming event. I've got an answer for you on all of that. If you want to reach me to attend, just call me at 701-317-5317. I've got that phone set on silent right here in my pocket right here. That's my cell phone. You can call me any time, 7 days a week, and I'll be most honored to get your call. Let's just listen for another moment here to the man that inspired this show. Here he is.
If we would have said where we are today from 3 or 4 months ago, remember they were saying, he's going to get us into nuclear war, they said. Nuclear. No, no, no. Strength is going to keep us out of nuclear war. Not going to get us in. So we're doing very well. I spoke to the president this morning of South Korea for a long time. They just had a very good meeting. He gives us tremendous credit. He gives us all the credit. I mean, he, as President Moon of South Korea, you know, it started with the Olympics because, frankly, the Olympics was not going to have a lot of people.
Now, I'll interrupt that there. And, Paul, of course, you are up to date on this, too. Folks, our lives just changed for the better. Who would have ever thought that the dictator, communist dictator of North Korea, would cross the DMZ and go give a almost romantic hug to the president of South Korea? Have you seen the video of that hug yet, Paul?
Yes, I did. And I think the North Koreans stopped their propaganda blaring today. You know, they had big, huge loudspeakers at the DMZ, and they would blare, you know, propaganda into South Korea. And it's really just an annoyance, but they stopped that. There really do seem to be some gestures in the right direction. I think we should be cautious, but I do think that there is a sea change, and that is entirely because of Donald Trump. Either directly, yeah, that the North Koreans realize they're not he won't be a pushover, or their Chinese masters read them the Riot Act and said this isn't going to work.
Yeah, analogies always have problems, but the analogy comes to mind of the big Irish cop in back in New York City when it was all white. The big Irish cop who encounters a punk on the street who all of a sudden just starts being polite, yes sir, no sir, because that cop is is 2 feet taller, and I think that. Donald Trump was calling this Kim Jong-un, he was calling him Rocket Man. I think he also called him Fat Boy.
He's right on both counts.
And he was, folks, he stood at the podium at the United Nations, our man Trump, and he excoriated the communists of North Korea. He talked very graphically about how they have starved their own people, how they've tortured their own people, how Kim Jong-un has murdered members of his own family. He then stood in the at the podium at a joint session of Congress to give the State of the Union address and said, expanded upon that theme. And I'm trying to remember, I think he had something of a North Korean hero in the audience. I'm not sure, sitting up with Melania. Yeah, I think he did. I think he had somebody who had escaped from North Korea. But that just might be my memory. But in any event, the coming from that, dealing with from strength, not being a doormat, Kim Jong-un, who obviously he is a dictator, he does treat his people brutally. There is something wrong with the guy. This is not a nice guy. But that kind of person, when the big Irish cop is standing there tapping his baton hard into his palm, all of a sudden gets polite. for some reason. I don't know. Why in the world is that? Why do they get polite? And that's because, and anyway, we all know the answer. And this, but this has changed our lives because this Kim Jong-un, he was going for it. He has submarines. He has a missile launched, submarine launched missile. He has the missiles that can reach your town, wherever you are in Canada or America. And he's got the nukes. I mean, this was not going in a good direction. And remember, his flight time to reach Tokyo, a city of, I think, over 10 million people, his flight time is like 3 minutes. Let's see how we're doing on time. We've got one break, one more segment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And the world already knows where we stand, folks, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, here at the Trump Phenomenon, and out there in the great state of Michigan, where Donald Trump just knocked it out of the park. We have our listener, Fred. Fred, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey. This thing in Syria and Iran, I hope you and Paul would check out a YouTube presenter who's got a presentation called Cold War Theater, Trump or Putin, Trump, Netanyahu, it's AKA the Three Amigos, Brendan O'Connell.
Okay, and to help us, Fred, in two declarative sentences, could you tell us what your point is?
Yeah. Years ago, I went to Stratford, Ontario, to see the
thespian. Wait a minute, Fred. Now, pardon me for being so rude, but I'm not just speaking to you, but to all callers. I'm glad you went to Stratford, Ontario, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
No, hang on.
What,
but look, we have
point?
A short... Fred, hang on.
Forum.
But hang on, Fred.
Nobody called. I call in. Yeah, I want
Fred.
To explain... I want
but
to
Fred,
explain Cold War
Fred.
Theater. I want to explain Cold
yeah.
War Theater.
Fred, I'm not trying to... Okay, but Fred, this is to help you. I'm trying to help you, okay?
No,
and I'm trying not. I don't
want
to be rude.
You don't need to help me.
Yes, I do.
AmericansForInnovation.blogspot.com.
Okay.
The shadow government uses ESSIA, Circle, and OPEC as portals into horrific corruption.
Okay.
This
Fred,
is who
Fred,
has
thank you very much.
Frank,
Fred. Okay, Fred. Thank you very much, engineer. we gotta wrap up. Here's the point I was trying to make to Fred. I'm sorry. I'm trying to have to talk over him. This is short radio. We only have actually only 45 minutes to talk together. And so here's the thing. Subject, verb, object. You know, in other words, what do you think? What is the idea? The preface and, you know, the background information and, what you were wearing at the picnic. You know, that is get to the point. Start out with a point. And I don't care if the point is favorable or unfavorable to what I say. I'm ready to debate, but let the audience know, what are you trying to say? As we sit here, I don't know what Fred's point was about. I'm suspecting he's not that happy with Trump, just sort of because by his demeanor, but I can't tell from what he said. And the fact that he mentioned Syria and Iran, I'm guessing he wants to say Donald Trump's a warmonger who doesn't get it on Iran or Syria and so on. But that's the way to go. Start out right there. Say, I think Trump's wrong on Syria. I think he's wrong on Iran. He's wrong on Syria because of blank, on Iran because of blank. And in two or three sentences, we've got the, for all callers, if you could adopt that format, it makes for better radio. And you get your point across too. And I don't have to try to talk over you. In any event, I love you all out there in the audience, even those of you who disagree. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Thank you, Paul. Thank you all. So long for now.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has